Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. This year we'll be talking Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Yuma 50, talking about letting things to graze. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon say they should be sent these karbonos, these higots that are not able to be used for some reason. What should we do with them? They should be sent to graze until they develop a blemish. They may then be sold, and their proceeds are used for voluntary communal offerings because a communal chatas is not left to die. So the Brayse explicitly mentions the Yom Kippur chatas, but refers to it as a communal offering. The idea being sometimes we don't want to directly affect someone in a certain way. If we need to make sure to ensure something, we need to make sure to know what's going on. We need to make sure that we do things in an indirect way. Even if we have to take care of things, even if we have to be involved in things, even if we have to ensure something happens in the life of a person, make sure to do it in an indirect way, not in a direct way. Groma, the idea of groma, doing things in an indirect manner so as not to hurt a person. Even if something has to be done in the life, make sure to do it in an indirect manner. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 51 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.